Today's word is from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. The basic unit of love is family, and it is different from company. If you do something wrong at work, what follows? It is either your salary is lowered or you are laid off. So this is the equation of sin and punishment. However, the family is different. Let's say there is a child who made a promise to his mom saying that he would clean his room every Saturday. If not, he would be punished. However, he doesn't clean. He doesn't clean his room. But then what should he do? The child should say to his mom saying sorry, right? He should say sorry to his mom. But then, let's say the child says, Mom, I might as well just get punished and get over and done. Of course, this is not wrong, but then the child shouldn't say that because the relationship between the child and mother is not business. So for you, if you commit a sin before God, you shouldn't say to God, just punish me so that I could get it over and done, because we are under grace. If we are in Christ and under the governance of grace, if we do something wrong, then we should seek for forgiveness. And this is a process that we go through called sanctification. However, inside of us, we have this tendency, if I just want to get punished and get over and done, it is because we feel difficult because of this feeling of condemnation comes from Satan. However, this is very wrong thought. Actually, if we want to pay for what we have done, it's not just the punishment. Rather, we should give out our own life because the wages of sin is death. So if we commit a sin before God, we shouldn't bring the equation of sin and punishment. Rather, we should bring the equation of sin and forgiveness. So we shouldn't say to God, just punish me so that I could get it over and done. So when we commit a sin, more than anything else, we should seek for forgiveness. And that should be the relationship between us and God in Christ. What is self-torture? It is to think that I'm a useless person. For example, let's say there is a pretty little girl and she comes back home from kindergarten and cries in her room. It's, you know, just to think about it is painful. It is okay for her not to do well at the kindergarten. However, you know, if we lock ourselves up in a room called darkness and cry, then how would God feel toward us? In the way God loves us is that He even laid out His own life. And that is the way and the method how He loves us, which was shown on the cross. And we are His children. Let's say there is a beggar who always begs. And if there is a noble passing by him, he would kneel down on a mat and beg for money. But then later it was discovered that he was from a noble birth and he became a prince. And there was a change in his social status. Now he's learning to live as a prince at a palace. He also comes out, now he comes out of the palace to observe the people, his people and the village. And he is accompanied by many escorts. But then there is a carriage carrying a noble passing by him suddenly. Let's imagine that he kneels down on a mat and following the old habit, he's begging the noble for money. Imagine the look on the faces of escorts who are accompanying the prince. If we are under grace, if we are in Christ, we should change the way we think and we should also change the lifestyle. We should go through the sanctification. And we are not fitting for self-torture and we are not fitting for darkness. We have become already the family of Christ. So if we commit a sin, we should seek God's forgiveness. There is no such a father who ignores the tears of his own children who are repenting. So hope that we can write many stories with God as we go through sanctification. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for your abundant grace. We are under grace, not under law. So please help us to seek for your mercy and forgiveness and be able to live a life as your children with confidence. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.